भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5, text number 29 and 30. Which one is in the board? 29. Iti tanapi rajendra. Prayasargadiyo muni upetya narada praha vachakutani purvava iti tanapi rajendra prayasargadiyo muni upetya narada praha Vachakutani Purvava. Iti tanapi rajendra. Praya sarga dino muni. Swaha. Vachakutani Purvava. Idaravi Rajendra Avarasaha Tita Nati Rajendra Petya Narada Praham Vacha Kudani Purvava Vaishnavis Itita Ati Rayendra Praya Sargad Yomuni Upetya Narada Praham Vachakutani Purvava Iti Thus Tan Then The sons of Prayapati Daksha known as the Savalaswas Rayendra Okim Parikshi Prayasarga Prayasargadiya were under the impression that begetting children was the most important duty. Muni, the great sage, Upetya, approaching, Narada, Praha, said, Vacha, words, Kutani, enigmatic, Purvavat, as he had done previously. Translation. Okim Parikshi, Narada Muni approached these sons of Prajapati Daksha who were engaged in tapasya to beget children. And spoke enigmatic words to them just as he had spoken to their elder brothers. So you please can repeat. O Kim Parikshi, Narada Muni approached the sons of Prajapati Daksha who were engaged in tapasya to beget children. And spoke enigmatic words to them, I'm sorry, and spoken in many words to them, just as he had spoken to their elder brothers. So there is no purpose, and I'll read the next one. Daksayana samsrinuta gadato nigaman mamam ambichatanupadavim bravtrinam bratribatsala. Translations. O sons of Daksha, please hear my words of instructions attentively. You are all very affectionate to your elder brothers, the Haryashvas. Therefore, you should follow their path. So, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. Narada Muni encouraged Prayapati Daksha's second group of sons by awakening their natural affinity for their brothers. He urged them to follow their older brothers if they were at all affectionate towards them. Family affection is very strong, and therefore Narada Muni followed these tactics of reminding them of their family relationships with the Hayashvas. Generally, the word Nigama refers to the Vedas, but here Nigama refers to the instructions contained in the Vedas. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam. The Vedic instructions are like a tree of which Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit. Narada Muni is engaged in distributing this fruit, and therefore he instructed Vyasadeva to write this Mahapurana, Srimad Bhagavatam, for the benefit of ignorant human society. Anarto pasamam saksat bhakti yogam adoksaye lokasya janata vidvams chakra sattvata samhitam. The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore, the learned Vyasadeva compiled these Vedic literatures, which is in relation to the supreme truth. People are suffering because of ignorance and are following a wrong path for happiness. This is called anartha. These material activities will never make them happy. And therefore, Narada instructed Vyasadeva to record the instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva actually followed Narada and did this, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the supreme instructions of the Vedas. Galitam phalam, the ripened fruit of the Vedas is Srimad Bhagavatam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Tinamine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyari Satarine. So the text was the translation of text of Vinayam. Okim Pariksi Narada Muni approached these sons of Prajapati Daksha, who were engaged in tapasya to beget children, and spoke enigmatic words to them, just as he had spoken to their elder brothers. So, Krishna sodamo pagate dharma gyana divisaha kalo nastra disanisa puro narka anudonita. It is described that After the departure of Lord Krishna to his abode, accompanied with knowledge and religion, he says that what was left in this world, everything is like darkness, Kali Yuga. So therefore, this Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun. It arises just as the departure of Lord Krishna. These people of Kali Yuga, they are bewildered and confused. So this Bhagavatam is here to dispel that darkness, that ignorance, that's Krishna, Swadhamu Pagate. So here, we've been hearing the beautiful descriptions of Narada Muni. The word here is that he's speaking in a very enigmatic way. And just to refresh your memory from previous statements that he made, he said, I will read something. He says, the great sage Narada said, my dear Hayasvas, you have not seen the extremities of the earth. There is a kingdom where only one man lives and where there is a hole from which, having entered, no one emerges. A woman there who is extremely unchaste adorns herself with various attractive dresses, and the man who lives there is her husband. In that kingdom there is a river flowing in both directions, a wonderful home made of 25 materials, a swan that vibrates various sounds, and automatically revolving objects made of sharp razors and thunderbolts. You have not seen all this, and therefore your inexperienced boys, without advanced knowledge, how can they will be? How then would you create progeny? So, interesting that was he said that to the previous 10,000 sons of Daksha. Now he's going to the 1,000 sons again. And he also mentions here that he uses enigmatic words. And this particular time he chooses to mention to them about the brothers. Because he's mentioned that one naturally has affection for family. So he mentions your brothers follow this path. So you should follow. Interesting thing also is that it is mentioned here that they are doing these austerities. They are doing so much tapasya, thinking about Vishnu, worshipping Vishnu. But at the same time, because of they were following the orders of Daksha, who has a materialistic vision, it was not properly channeled as the pure devotee sees. So there's two visions here. There's two opinions or two ways to see life or the goal of life. You have the way of life of the persons who are trained materially speaking, and everything ends up in fruitive activities, and everything ends up temporary things. So here you have Sreyas and Preyas. Narada Muni, on one side, he wants the ultimate benefit. Narada Muni is like a touchstone. Everything he touches, he Krishnaizes, just like the story of the what is that hunter, the Murari the hunter. He turned him into a pure devotee. Narada Muni's pure association changed everything. So these personalities here, they were doing tapasya, so they're doing austerities, but they won by the order of his father family life. And in the mind of Daksha, that was correct. He just wants to populate, that was his service also. He wants to populate the universe, so he wants his sons to do tapasya and austerities. But in the mind of Narada Muni is, what is the use of this? It's what a waste of time. Kim asad karma vir bhavit. What do you gain? You get more entangled. And that's why these enigmatic words, analogies have been done, describing that there is a woman, a professional prostitute, and decorating herself with different dresses, and that's the mind, the intelligence of us, the living beings, you know, always proposing different things and trying to attract us, and then describing the two rivers flowing both in the same way, and that's describing nature, you know, destruction and creation. And that person who follows in that river, he will never come out. How can you enjoy it? And then he's describing a person living alone, and that person who is the only enjoyer is Krishna. You cannot enjoy it. And if you engage in doing so much fruitive work, in not understanding that Supreme Personality, what is the use of your activities? And so on and so on. So here, these personalities doing tapasya, they are also mentioned here that they are elevated, that they are culturally elevated. They have good behavior, good manners and everything. And I was just trying to figure out that, the very culture was set up in such a way that they have some good credits. So in one sense it might be easy for, like, say, Narada Muni saw them, why are they wasting their time? I should just engage them to the ultimate benefit. And I was just thinking to our present time, when we try to assist, for example, Narada Muni, Prabhupada, Vyasadeva, and all the parampara, and we go and meet people there, we don't see any culture in these people, unfortunately. We don't see that they are actually doing some tapasya and austerities. It's like, it's like more difficult. It's like really difficult to actually try to convince someone to give up materialistic way of life. It's like impossible almost. I was distributing books in one college, and after making my presentation, I showed the picture of the changing bodies, and I said, just simple, I say, life starts here, ends up here, and in between, we're just passing through. He says, sounds interesting, but he says, I'm coming to college here. I'm trying to be someone here. So can you tell me, he says, what is the point of life then? What's the use of being to college? He came to that kind of conclusion. So what do you advise me? And I said, do you really want to hear? He said, yeah. I said, you just said it. What is the point? That's one vision, eh? There's two visions, but I said, that is the point. Do you like that? I mean, are you ready to give it up? He thought he was shaking his head. He says, no. I said, okay. I could see that he was like sad, a little bit confused. I said, okay, we'll give you the other option. What about the other option where you come to college, you study, you'll be what you want to be, you'll be prosperous, you'll be rich, you'll be famous, whatever you achieve, but you just include Krishna, the Creator, God. What about that? He said, that sounds better. So that's, and then I said, okay, So it is very hard. I was keeping track yesterday of about 300, I probably approached about 200 people, trying just to stop yesterday. I thought, I'm going to do this today just to see what's the outcome. There's many factors why they will not stop, but anyway, 200 people, around 200 people. I will say that maybe 70 people stop. And of those 70 people that stopped, maybe 30 were receptive. And of those 30 that were receptive, maybe 7 people were actually like appreciating. That was a thank you very much for doing this. And they had some culture. There are people there. And then I thought, yes, there are people here. I'm coming for these people, for these few people here. And there's nothing to be discouraged, because the material world is made in such a way, this illusory energy, the job of this illusory energy of this material world is made in such a way to bewilder us. Too many distractions, like the mentioned in the verse before, the mind as a prostitute, dressed in different colors, to propose you so many things so you can easily get distracted. So, out of those people, a few people were very receptive. But I remember that one of them asked me, he said, excuse me, these books that you're presenting sounds like Far Eastern religion, and you don't, what are you? Like, he detect my accent, you're Spanish, you sound like Mexican. I said, yes. I said, but you know what? He says, but because I detect that he was trying to say what's, you know, finding some fault, I said, you know, I remember that Prabhupada said, if somebody brings you gold from China, from Japan, from India, what would you do? You take it. There's no question. You don't ask questions. It's gold. So similarly, knowledge is from wherever it comes. You're ready to take it. You accept it. So what's the point of this Mexican, Chinese, American? This is just another limitation, another obstacle for you. He says, thank you. So like that. So Narada Muni here, is mentioning a few things and making the point about what is the use of these austerities or this tapasya if it's not for achieving the highest goal, which is love of God. In the Narada Pancharatra, he says, Araadito, Araadito, Naradito, Hari, Tapasata, Takin. So he says, if a person is engaged in austerities and tapasyas, he says, but he doesn't, the ultimate result of this is not achieving Krishna, what is the use? But on the other hand, a person who accepts Krishna and he worships him and gives all his love to the personality, there's no need for that person to engage in too much austerities and tapasya. So the pure devotee has that vision. Now the vision of the other person, the materialistic person, is different. It's like a clash. And I wish I could, you know, read some beautiful letter that Prabhupada one time received from some. If you allow me to, please forgive me. There's one letter that Prabhupada received from one organization from India, and this illustrates also two different points of view. And sometimes one can become really bewildered because it makes sense from the material point of view a lot of things, because we're so much attached to this body, to the extensions of the body, family, and so many things, and so many moral things and ethical things. But above that, there is a supreme thing that goes above that actually counteracts, but we cannot understand. So I will read this in the letter first of this person, organization, sent to Prabhupada. After reading these letters, I thought Prabhupada is in the mood of Narada Muni. He's looking for the ultimate benefit. The other persons are proposing something that makes a lot of sense. Yes, why not? We should help. They're asking for help. But Prabhupada answers in a different way. So please bear with me. So in order for you to understand this whole transaction of ideas, I have to read the letter and then the answer. I hope it's not too much for you. He says, the supreme welfare work. Srila Prabhupada exchanges letters with the secretary of the Andhra Pradesh Relief Fund Committee of Hyderabad, India. If you want to perform relief work by collecting funds, I think that will not be successful. You have to please the supreme authority, and that is the way to success. For example, due to the performance of Sankirtan, congregational chanting of Hare Krishna here, congregational chanting of Hare Krishna, here the rain has begun to fall after a drought of 2 years. So this is the letter, this is what the heading. He says, Reverend Swamiji, the residents of the Twin Cities are happy to have this opportunity to meet you and your esteemed followers. You may be aware that due to inadequate rainfall during the last 2 years and its complete failure this year, more than half of our state, Andhra Pradesh, a state in southern India, is in the grip of a serious drought. With a view to supplement governmental efforts to combat this evil, a central voluntary organization of citizens drawn from various walks of life has been set up. The members of this organization survive the areas affected by drought. The situation is pathetic. There are villages where drinking water is not available for miles. due to scarcity of fodder, the cattle owners are parting with their cattle for a nominal price. Many of the stray cattle are dying away due to unavailability of fodder and water. The food problem is also very serious due to high prices of food grains on the open market. Purchase of grains and market prices is beyond the reach of poor villagers, with the result that at least 5 to 6 million people are hardly having one meal a day. There are many who are on the verge of starvation. The entire situation is most pathetic and heart-rending. We therefore appeal to your reverse self to consider how your society could best come to the rescue of these millions of souls who are in unimaginable distress. The committee would like to suggest that members of your society appeal to the Bhaktas, devotees, attending your discourses to contribute their might to the Andhra Pradesh Relief Fund. The committee is prepared to send some of its representatives along with members of your society wherever you wish to distribute prasada to the hungry millions in the state. Manava Seva is Madhava Seva. Translation, service to man is service to God. It's a very popular saying in India. The committee is confident that even a little effort by your gracious society will go a long way in mitigating the sufferings of hundreds and thousands of people. Then you're ever in the service of the Lord, Kativya Secretary, the Andhra Pradesh Relief Fund Committee. Now we'll hear the response of Srila Prabhupada. My dear Kativya, please accept my greetings. With reference to your letter and your personal interview, I beg to inform you that without pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one can become happy. Unfortunately, people do not know who God is and how to make Him happy. Our Krishna consciousness movement is therefore meant to present the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly to the people. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 6th Chapter, Tuste Chatra Kim Alavyam Ananta Adye Kim Targuna Swatikarat Ihaye Swasida. The idea stated in this verse is that by pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we please everyone. And there's no question of scarcity. Because people do not know this secret of success, they are making their own independent plans to be happy. However, it is not possible to achieve happiness in this way. On your letterhead, I find many important men in this country who are interested in relieving the suffering of the people. But they should know for certain that without pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all their attempts will be futile. A diseased man cannot live simply on the strength of the health and expert physician and medicine. If this were so, then no rich man will ever die. One must be favored by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, if you want to perform relief work simply by collecting funds, I think that it will not be successful. You have to please the Supreme Authority, and that is the way to success. For example, due to the performance of Sankirtan here, the rain has begun to fall after a drought of 2 years. The last time we performed a Hare Krishna festival in Delhi, there was imminent danger of Pakistan declaring war. And when a newspaper man approached me for my opinion, I said, there must be fighting because the other party was aggressive. However, because of our Sankirtan movement, India emerged victorious. Similarly, when we held a festival in Calcutta, the Naxalite, it's a communist party movement, the movement stopped. These are facts. Through the Sankirtan movement, we can not only get all facilities for living, but also at the end, we can go back home, back to Godhead. Those who are of a demonic nature cannot understand this, but it is a fact. I therefore request you, as a leading members of society, to join this movement. There is no loss on anyone's part for chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, but the gain is great. According to Bhagavad Gita 3:21, what is accepted by leading men is also accepted by common men. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow in his footsteps, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. The Sankirtan movement of Krishna consciousness is very important. Therefore, through you, I wish to appeal to all the leading men in India to accept this movement very seriously and give us all facility to spread this movement throughout the world. Then there will be a very happy condition, not only in India, but all over the world. Your ever well wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. So that's a beautiful letter, and as you see, there's always two opinions. Although, as I said again, it sounds very reasonable. You know, you see it's very moral, very ethical, and there's some help over there, there's some value points. But here, just like Narada Muni, he's seeing the long term. He's not just blowing the boil, like if you have a boil and you just blow it in some relief. He wants to dig the boil, take it out. So why to tame more birds? That is the position of Narada Muni here. Narada Muni's kindness is insurmountable. His magnanimity is just like Krishna. That's why sometimes it is said that the pure devotee and Krishna is no difference, because Krishna wants to save you from this suffering condition of life, of repeated birth, old age, and disease, and death. And the pure devotee also wants the same thing, so there's no difference. So, in the previous chapter, I think in the previous verses, I think when Amala Bhakta was giving his lecture about Narada Muni going in his bina and chanting Hare Krishna and going different places, there's a purport what Prabhupada mentions too. In his purport, he says that, yeah, that is the mission of Narada Muni, going always chanting, saving the conditioned soul. So we, the Hare Krishna movement, we devotees, we also have the same mission, going all over seeking for those souls. It may appear to be so difficult because, you know, everybody, it seems like we're the only one. Sometimes you go in a place where there's thousands of people, you don't see a devotee. And when finally someone says, Haribo, it's like, wow, you get so happy. It's like, I don't know if I tell you, one time I was in UCLA and I'm distributing books and you know, here and there. And suddenly I heard this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And I'm looking, wow, who's chanting Hare Krishna? Are they making fun of me? Somebody already knew that I'm doing this and I'm a Hare Krishna devotee, and or am I already achieving success in spirituality? Hare Krishna, I'm looking around all the people. And actually the person was nothing to do. He didn't see me, he didn't even knew me, that he didn't even know that I was there. He was an Indian devotee. You know, they naturally have this affection, they're devotees of Krishna. He was just passing by, and I said, Prabhu, Haribo. And he saw me, I said, Haribo. We embrace. So, yes, so we need to make more devotees. Srila Prabhupada said that in every corner there's a Vaishnava. There's a natural, it's a natural in the living entity to be a Vaishnava, actually, because we're all part and parcel of God. We just cover now, we forgot. This is the mission of the illusory energy Maya, to cover us. So Narada Muni comes to uncover this, take away this covering. All these enigmatic words, poetic words that he's using there is to awaken you, give you some practical examples. Hey, your older brothers did this, why don't you? And by the way, yesterday the first person that I met, I offered him a book, was an engineer from India. And I said, sir, what's your name? He said, my name is Anush. I say, Anush, sounds familiar. Prabhupada Anuga, Rupa Anuga, Anush, I said, is that like a following? He said, yes, that means I'm the younger brother. I said, oh. And then I remember this, the younger brothers following the older brothers. So, Anuj. So that's what Narada Muni is mentioning here to the second sons of Daksha. Follow your older brothers. So for us, members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we follow our seniors. We follow Prabhupada's disciples. We follow any devotee who's doing devotional service, any devotee who has some good realization. We want to follow those devotees and we'll be safe. Krishna, Narada Muni will be happy, Prabhupada will be happy, your guru will be happy, you get happy. And what do you do after that? You go and give it to others. We want to create this fortune to others just as we were fortunate. For us, shouldn't be any suffering. There's no lamentation, there's no hankering. Why? Because we have the best, we have Krishna, we have the devotees, we have Prasadam. Prabhupada used also enigmatic words. Maybe, I don't know if I'm correct in saying this. For us, appropriate for the Westerners, he said, chant and be happy. Chant and be happy. You know the time of the hippies, just chant. Yeah, why not? And be happy. Chant, dance and be happy. So today we're going to have a beautiful parade. And we can contribute to this, following the footsteps of Narada Muni. Hopefully he comes in and join the party. We're going to be chanting. And it shouldn't be any inhibition. We are very proud, we're very happy. I mean, not proud in the mundane sense, that we have something to give. We don't want nothing from you. Prabhupada said when he came, I don't want nothing from America. I come to give. I don't come to take, I come to give. So in the same way, we want to come to offer something, the holy name, in a humble way. Hare Krishna.